Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on The Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Connor Green behind the glass. What's good, brother?
I'm doing great, Al. How about you?
I'm good. You look a little sunburned.
Got a chance to go down to the beach. Got a little sun. That's pretty nice,
vacation,
I have to say.
A little vacation.
A little vacation.
All right, good for you. Not you deserve bad. It. You deserve it. Lots going on around these parts. You know, I wanted to text Evan during the show, but you know, I sent him a message just now saying, kind of stole my thunder with the Rockies being the worst team in baseball history and the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry not a rivalry anymore. And I heard the show earlier today and I was like, damn it. But I'm going to say it now, different audience, different crowd. Are the Mets and Yankees now official rivals? Because in the American League, let's face it, the Red Sox, they had high expectations. I had a Met-Yankee World Series to start, and then I jumped the gun and switched over to the Red Sox-Mets World Series, and there's egg on my face because the Red Sox are an absolute hot mess. Oh, and by the way, Ken in Queens, I know you're going to call. You like to point out when you're right. You wanted the Mets to sign Walker Buehler. How's that looking now? How's that looking now? And to my man Mike in Brooklyn, I know you're going to call later as well. You wanted the Mets to sign Corbin Burns and Walker Buehler. How's that looking now? Just, you know, you got to keep it a buck, keep it even. But are they legit rivals right now? And the answer is, for the first time in my lifetime, they're on even ground, and yes, they are. Being in the same city helps. The Braves stinking this year puts them down a peg. And especially after we went to the House of Horrors as the Mets did last year, and got rid of that curse in Atlanta. Oh, by the way, the MVP of the team just hit a 2-run double to give the Mets a 4-2 lead in the ninth. We'll talk about it later. Francisco! The Phillies, they were the biggest opposition for me in the NL East, and they're going backwards right now. The closest rival to the Mets right now is the Dodgers because, besides the Yankees, it's the Dodgers. And for the Yankees, right now, they don't really have a rival until the Mets. The Mets are the Yankees' biggest rival, and I'll tell you why. It is now June 6th. It'll be June 7th in 23 minutes and 25 seconds. And I'm on a post, tagged in a post from early, before the season started, I should say, about Juan Soto. And to this day, Yankee fans are still commenting on this post with Juan Soto. Still commenting on this post with Juan Soto. He's been gone. He's been signed with the Mets for a while now. He's actually played games for the Mets, breaking news. Oh, and by the way, he's getting going right now. This is why I feel the Yankees and the Mets are rivals now. Now, Yankee fans would like to say when the Subway Series happens and the Mets win, like last year when they swept them all four games, oh, it doesn't mean anything. But then they play this season, the Yankees take 2 out of 3, and they act like Knicks fans after winning a first round. So which one is it? Which one is it? Now, I love this. I'm not one of these Mets fans that doesn't want a Yankee-Met Subway Series for the next 10 years. I'm not one of these Mets fans that wants a spotlight to myself. I want the Mets and the Yankees to kill each other in the offseason with free agents, kill each other during the regular season, and then play for the ultimate prize in October, pissing off all of America, all of baseball fans, not Yankee fans nor Mets fans. That's what I want. There's nothing in the city when both the Mets and the Yankees are going. Both fan bases. The only thing that rivals it is the Knicks. Because, you know, we haven't won in so long. We haven't won anything in so long. So when the Knicks win, Mets and Yankee fans unite. But as far as hatred for one another, as far as the intensity for one another, as far as the trolling for one another, nothing compares to the Mets and the Yankees. And what makes it even sweeter is that the Mets have an owner that's going to do whatever it takes to put a winning product on the field. And the Yankees have always done that. Now, I know a lot of Yankee fans want to say, well, this Steinbrenner doesn't spend like George. But they still have players. Who are we kidding? They still have stars. Who are we kidding? Both teams have stars. What really put this Met-Yankee rivalry at the forefront is the Mets signing Juan Soto, taking him away from the Yankees. That's what really ratcheted up the intensity on his rivalry. The Yankees-Red Sox rivalry was awesome. Was a thing. It's no longer a thing, and it hasn't been a thing for a while. The Red Sox stink. The Red Sox have been a disappointment. The Red Sox are a hot mess. I should have known the red flag was there when Rafael Devers was promised he'd be the third baseman. They signed Bregman, and then all hell broke loose. Bregman now in the IL. And if the Red Sox continue this trend, odds are he'll be traded and other pieces the Red Sox brought in that was supposed to be the pieces that put him over the top or put him even with the Yankees. It's been a disappointment. It has been. I know a lot of you Red Sox fans are disappointed. My coworker is a Red Sox fan. He's not happy. And you look at the division right now. The Yankees have a 5.5-game lead over. No, not the Red Sox. No, not the Orioles. It's the Rays, who are playing great baseball, 7-3 in their last 10. The Blue Jays, 8-2 in their last 10. The Red Sox, 3-7 in their last 10. And the Orioles, I mean, they got a long way to go, but they 8-2 in their last 10. Now, I'm not one of these fans that says, well, the American League is an easy road. Good for them. Good for the Yankees. Honestly speaking, I wish the Mets had an easy road. I wish they did. They play in the National League, or you have the Cubs, who I didn't expect to do this, at the top of the National League going into tonight's games. You got the Giants playing great baseball as well. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. The Padres playing great baseball as well. The Cardinals have been hot. They got back into things. The Brewers are 9-1 their last 10. The National League is tough. The Yankees, good for them. The American League is not as strong, but good for them. And I think we're headed towards a Tigers-Yankees ALCS. I think that's where it's headed. The Tigers showing that last year's second half run and playoff run wasn't a fluke. Wasn't a fluke. They are legit, and they have an ace. Legit ace at the top of the rotation in Skubal. But the Mets and the Yankees, that's the rivalry. And both fan bases need to accept it. Don't say little brother, big brother. I'm not a fan of that stuff. I'm not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm just not. Because if you believe you are that, you know, the top, you don't do that. You're the king? Act like it. Don't act like a court jester. The Mets and the Yankees are legit rivals. And I love it. And both fan bases need to accept it. The Juan Soto factor puts it over the top. I mean, I love it. I've never seen a fan base this hurt over any player in my life. Ever. And I've been on this earth years. That's a long time. And now, Connor, I know you are a diehard Yankee fan. And I know you've had your issues with the Yankees as well, but you're a diehard Yankee fan. Mets-Yankees, a legit rivalry, or eh?
I think it's a legit rival. I think they've always been rivals to a certain extent because they play in the same city. You have friends that are Mets fans. If you're a Yankee fan, you guys fight about things and this and that. I think it did get taken to a different level because you remember that clip from Derek Jeter's documentary.
Oh yeah,
the Mets, we didn't look at them as anything special. They're just the Mets. So it's a little bit more now because the Mets did get Juan Soto. I would still probably say I think the Red Sox are the Yankees' biggest rivals still. The issue is the Red Sox are just, they don't really have any marquee players that you can hate. Rafael Devers is a really good player, and I don't like him as a Yankee fan, but he's not somebody like Manny Ramirez or David Ortiz, so it's a little bit different. So the Mets are legitimate rivals with the Yankees. The issue is they just don't play a lot during the season.
And how do you feel about the Subway Series when the Yankees win or when the Mets win?
Well, when the Yankees win, it's clearly because the Mets just cannot compete with the mighty Yankees. When the Mets win, it's not that big of a deal. It's just the Subway Series, you know. It's not an interdivision game.
Son of a bitch. But at least you're keeping it a buck. You know, that's your opinion. That's the way you feel. To me, I love it. I love the Subway Series. It's not what it used to be. But having both teams being at the top, the Yankees being, you know, the juggernaut of the American League, and the Mets, you know, killing it as well in the National League, I love it. I'd sign up right now for 10 World Series, Subway Series, Mets-Yankees. I have friends who are Mets fans that say, oh no, I want the spotlight to myself. No. No. I would love for the Mets to play the Yankees in the Subway Series, World Series this year. The Mets win, and there'll be Mets stuff all over the place. Yes, Mets fans, there used to be a time when it was all Mets around here. All Mets around New York City. I know a lot of you haven't seen it. A lot of you haven't seen a World Series. I understand that. But the Mets and the Yankees are legit rivals. And I'm here for all the smoke. And if you're not, you don't have the stomach for it, then why bother? Why bother? You know, it's funny. There's someone with a big head. I'm not going to say their name. I mean, it's a ginormous head. I mean, I'm talking about can't even fit into a fitted hat. Has to wear a shower cap with the Yankee logo on it. And he can't keep the Mets name out of his mouth. He can't. Is he also butthurt? I know a lot of Yankee fans that are butthurt, still hurt over Juan Soto. Still. And I love, like I said, I laugh at it. I'm tagged in a post where it's nonstop. Juan Soto's this. Juan Soto's that. Juan Soto's every bad name you can think of. So to that I say, keep the hate coming. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.